Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? Almost made it to the end of the week. It's kind of nice having a four-day work week. Week has definitely felt like it's gone by quickly. So last night, what did I get up to? My wife had to work, so I had a bit of time to myself in the evening once the kids went to bed and I had dinner. I played around with my Newmark PT-01, which is, a small, DJ turntable, that you can, like, scratch with. I also have a scratch record, a little 7-inch scratch record that I purchased. And so for about an hour last night, I hooked up my phone. It has an audio input, so I was able to input the phone into the turntable to provide, like, a backbeat. I loaded up, I think it was like some Pete Rock, hip-hop instrumentals, and I kind of just had fun for about an hour just kind of scratching or learning how to scratch over top. My goal with the little turntable was more of just kind of developing more of an understanding of how to scratch. On my main, like, DJ controller, I've always found like learning how to scratch on a controller a little hard to wrap my head around because there is no moving platter, and I'm finding that getting kind of that hands-on feel with the vinyl and cutting and knowing that, like, depending on where the record is positioned, the sound will kind of cut through. I'm finding I'm kind of definitely learning a lot quicker, and actually pulling off some, like, half-decent scratches in time with the music, too. So my goal is that kind of learning how to scratch there will then translate to my main controller. And then I can just kind of use that just as a way to kind of flare up my DJ sets. It's not something that I think I'll become, like, a hip-hop kind of turntablist, but doing a little light scratching once in a while, just kind of, one, it looks cool, two, I think when people think of DJ, they think of the Wicca Wicca, right? So I kind of want to bring that to my DJing skill set. Honestly, I think, like, scratching in a party setting, like, it doesn't really do much for the crowd. Like, I think if you can showcase a little bit of it, they'll stop and look. But in order for the party to keep going, some people find it really distracting. So, yeah, it's just something I kind of want to learn just to have in my back pocket if I ever need to kind of bust it out. And I think on some of my hip-hop beats, I'd like to incorporate some scratches into my beats, so, and I can definitely do that now. I figured out a way of getting the turntable, like, audio signal into my computer through my audio interface, and I definitely could record some stuff there. So that was that. From there, I hopped on to my laptop and worked on some music. It's been a while since I've done, like, some original music. I was having a bit of a writer's block for a while, on like trying to come up with something new. And I think I found like a little hurdle around that. And that was to find a track and basically analyze the track like structure and then write pieces of music that kind of fit the similar structure. I think too many times I get wrapped up into just creating small little loops, but I don't really do much with those loops beyond that. And I think I want to start tackling music from like a structure perspective. So like for instance, the track that I was kind of referencing, I was kind of analyzing the drums and when elements of the drums kind of came in and came out. And then when this one particular track had like a vocal sample, and so I found my own vocal sample that I kind of mimicked what was happening in the track, and I kind of used that as a reference point. And very quickly then, I got kind of the basic structure of the song down. So it's like the structure is now there to a point where I can now kind of go in and kind of finesse the music part of it and kind of be a bit more creative in that sense. But I feel like I've overcome a huge obstacle in like going beyond the like 5-second loop that I always seem to get stuck in. This might not make a lot of sense to people that don't make music, especially music that you make on a computer. Like, it's very easy to create a drum loop and then maybe a little sound that goes along with it, but then you get kind of stuck in just that single loop and you don't know what to do beyond there. So I found kind of referencing another track and then kind of analyzing how they handle, maybe, you know, there's little stabs of music that comes in and then that stab then kind of evolves into the full melody or whatever, right? So I think by kind of using tracks as reference, it's really helping me kind of get over that initial hurdle. So I think it's time to like start writing some new music. And I think I want to kind of go back to my roots of electronic music. UK garage was kind of my first love of electronic music, and I started writing like a two-step song, which is I don't make a lot of two-step stuff. It's usually kind of like the four to the floor stuff, but I think I would like to kind of start writing some of that kind of like old school garage music. So maybe a little EP will come out of that. Maybe if I can shoot for like four tracks, we'll see. But I'll definitely keep you guys posted, and that'll wrap up today's episode. Pretty heavy on the music talk, but that's a big part of my life. So, all right, have a good day, guys, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.